From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, feeling hot, hot, hot. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Monday, June 9th, 2008. If we were in the Midwest, we'd be feeling wet, wet, wet.
It's true. Lots of crazy weather out there, but it was really hot in New York City over the weekend.
I was feeling hot and wet at Belmont Park this weekend.
How was that?
It was extremely disappointing when our new favorite horse, Big Brown, failed to win the race. In fact, he failed to come in any place other than last in the race. It was kind of, I guess
somber.
If you're not going to
really
win,
somber.
You might as well come in last.
What was the tone like? People were bummed?
It was like this. Boo! There was some booing. It's after a whole day. You know, back 8 years ago, you used to be able to bring all the beer you wanted to the park. And so it was a fun day at the park. And when the weather was under 90, it was actually rather pleasant. But with having to buy $8 beers and having the weather be 95, if this guy didn't win, it was going to be majorly disappointing. And that's exactly what happened.
That's how it went down.
And there you have it.
There you go. We're going to talk about the big Belmont Stakes over the weekend.
Oh,
and
can I segue? Can I segue?
Sure.
Speaking of another loser, Hillary Clinton officially threw in... speaking factually.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton threw in the towel on Saturday. Now the question being asked is, what went wrong? Today we ask, how much did sexism play into Hillary Clinton's downfall?
And we will indeed talk Belmont Stakes and all things sports with the BPP's sports analyst, Bill Wolf.
And a conversation with singer-songwriter Hayden about his new record, In Field and Town. He'll perform a couple of songs, too. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But first... Heat, wind, and rain. Fierce weather is pounding the U.S. from the Midwest to the East Coast. At least 8 people are reported dead from the Midwest storms, and thousands of people have been evacuated.
Thunderstorms have killed at least 6 people in Michigan, and at least one person has been killed and another reported missing in floods in one of the hardest-hit areas, Indiana. Severe storms Saturday drenched much of the state with up to 10 inches of rain. Almost 2,000 residents near the swelling White River have been evacuated. Al Shipe of the National Weather Service says counties like Seymour, Indiana, are seeing record flooding.
We're expecting the flooding in the Seymour area to be at or slightly above the all-time record flood, which was happening in March 1913.
President Bush declared 29 Indiana counties disaster areas as residents brace for another round of storms that could drop as much as 3 inches of rain on them later today.
In Iowa, flood-worn residents are feverishly working to avoid even more storm damage after heavy rains. Rains pushed the Coralville Reservoir's water level near its limit this weekend. Emergency workers are deploying thousands of sandbags and pumps, fearing the reservoir could overflow by tomorrow. If it does, Iowa City police say their city would be hit by the worst flood damage in 15 years.
From the rain to the wind, a series of tornadoes just south of Chicago tore apart houses and ripped up power lines Saturday. While no deaths have been reported from the tornadoes, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses across the region are still without electricity.
And here in the east, a wall of heat and humidity is pressing down on states from Connecticut to North Carolina. Temperatures are expected to rise above the 100-degree mark today.
Ugh.
The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat advisory for most of the mid-Atlantic states. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on the story if your keyboard doesn't melt or wash away. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.